Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Good evening. This is KEACQ. My name is Dave, and I will be taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Good evening, Dave. N-80-R-O.
This is KEAPCQ, and I am taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
KEAPAZ, Uni Park, no traffic, and Dave N-80-R-O is in there too.
Got her, Mickey. Thank you. Okay.
ACAYVF.
We'll get started here in a couple minutes.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net.
Cloudy.
My name is Dave. My call sign, KE8PCQ, and I am located in Bay City. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5. Its primary purpose, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find this on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether you have any traffic or announcements. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. I will now take check-ins from any Echolink stations. At this time, I will take regular check-ins.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo Bob, Frank Booth, Township, no traffic.
Before we get started, I just wondered if anybody had participated in the Georgia QFO party or the Rookie Roundup. And about 3 o'clock today, 40 meter was like dead silence. I don't know if we had a solar storm or not. With that said, we'll get started. N-A-D-R-L. Good evening, Dave. And stand by Minnie, K-E-P-Z-P-A-Z.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Just wanted to mention that VP2VI, a bunch of good operators on a de-expedition from the British Virgin Islands, it's kind of a rare entity, but a lot of guys are operating on a lot of bands and modes, so it's a good opportunity to maybe snag a DX station. They're active on phone, FT8 and CW. And if you could get on a good good spotting program like DX Summit or Club Log or something like that. It's a good chance you might be able to snag them. Back to you, Dave, from N80RL.
Thanks for the information, Dave. It was very worthwhile. K8PAZ Mini, stand by KC8YDF. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KD8PCQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say hi to the rest of the guys here, and I've got a pretty good group in here so far. Hopefully we'll get some more in here. Not doing too much. Went and filled up my truck today for gas. It was $2.92, so I've done pretty good on that. Anyway, other than that, I've been just doing word search puzzles in my book. So I haven't started any other puzzles yet, but I will eventually. This is KD8PAZ back to KE8PCQ.
Thanks for the info, Manny. I went and got the truck washed on Friday. I haven't been back in it. And at that time, it was like 320 up here in Bay City. So 292 is a pretty good discount for that. KC8YVF1, stand by KC8DOA. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net. Have to excuse my voice. I came down with a cold. One of the guys at work had a cold and stayed at work the whole time and, of course, spread his germs around, so now I have it. I haven't had a cold in probably at least a year, and guess what? Saturday, I had the emergency coordinators meeting with the National Weather Service yesterday morning. They went over kind of the winter, which we pretty much figured we were quite a bit below normal for snowfall, at least in our area, so that was pretty much it. Talked about the severe weather from last year in 24 to what we had there. There was we were down on the average as well. I think there was 118 severe storm events, and normally it's up around 140, 150. So we were down quite a bit for last year in severe weather, but this year we've got to jump on the game. We've already had two severe weather events, one on the 30th, that's spawned a whole bunch of severe weather. And I didn't catch whether they said it was for Southwest Michigan for just the White Lake office or for the entire state. But the average for tornadoes in Michigan is 15. So far in two events, we've already had 16 tornadoes in Michigan. And most of them came during that March 30th event. They were all short-lived, EF1, zeros and ones, but we are already above the average for the entire year in two events. So that's saying a lot so far. We've had quite a bit going on already, so we're not even really into the severe weather part of the year at this point. So we'll have to keep an eye out to what the rest of the year brings for us in that. Saturday afternoon, we had a family dinner, really, for a whole bunch of us out at Texas Roadhouse. For my granddaughter, it was her birthday. She wanted to go out there for her birthday, so we had 22 of us that went out for dinner. So they did well to accommodate us. They put us in one section. We were all at different tables, but at four different tables. We got everybody in, booths and tables and that, and had a good time. So they did very well with that many people. And I was surprised at 4 o'clock how packed the place was. So Saturday afternoon, Texas Roadhouse is not a good time to go at 4 o'clock, I guess. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Nat Control for the 73 round. Back over to you, Dave, KC-YVF.
Well, Ron, I know storm-wise, we have Southwest Michigan's been pretty bad. Up locally here, the water is down about 18 inches. Our yacht club usually has a six-foot entrance. It's down to 4 feet. They're going to have to dredge again.
and there's a gentleman I know up in Caseville, and he has no water in his dock. So we could use some rain. KC8VOA, Rick, good evening. Stand by, NAKPR.
Good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Yes, the winter snows make up a lot of water in the water table, and that makes a difference, especially when I used to be working there for the cathodic protection. When the ground would be dried out, then you wouldn't have the cathodic protection, but you wouldn't have the corrosion either, but you still had to maintain the cathodic protection standards. For me this week, not a whole lot on the radio front. I ended up having to repair my vehicle this week. It got to the point where you put it in park and it would say shift to park, and you could turn the engine off, but you couldn't turn the rest of the accessories and stuff off. And matter of fact, it wouldn't even let you lock it up. So I got frustrated with that. There's a switch, micro switch in there that needs replaced, but you buy the assembly, it's about $200-some for the part. And it's like, no, I'm not spending that kind of money on that. So I got it out and tried adjusting the switch. That didn't do any good. And then pulled the switch back out, and I found out it was not making contact every time the switch was depressed. And so I sprayed some deoxid in it and worked the switch over and over and over, and it started working. So that may have bought me a little bit of time. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KCVOA.
Rick, it sounds like it's straight in time, unfortunately. Before we get to NAKPR, are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come now with your call sign and your name. Nothing heard. So we're off to N8KPR. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Dave, everybody else on the net. Yeah, those switches, Rick, I tell you, man. You know, you can sometimes, well, you spot yourself a little bit of time. Sometimes it's a little bit of time, sometimes... You know, you may get a few months out of it, but somewhere down the road, you know it's going to have to be replaced. But save your pennies, I guess. I got a lot of things to do around here, but I didn't get much done last week, mainly due to the fact I was knocked down to my knees with God knows what I caught, but it was horrible. I don't remember the last time I was that sick for that long, but... And I come down with it like Tuesday afternoon, and I was out of commission, totally out of commission. Tuesday night, all day Wednesday, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. And Saturday I woke up and was like, okay, I'm running on 6 out of 8 cylinders, you know. I feel better though, 100% better. Then today I woke up and it's like I still got some spark knock, but maybe tomorrow I'll be closer to 100%. But yeah, you know, it's one of those deals where you're starting to feel better, but as soon as you start doing something, it's like you start to break into a sweat and get dizzy, and it's kind of like, okay, I got to sit down for a while. Not quite back to normal, but it was a slow process. But man, I don't know what that was, but holy moly, it did knock me out. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But other than that, what else is going on? Like I said, I got a lot of things to do around here, but I haven't got nothing done in almost a week now. So we'll see what the rest of the week brings here. At least until I have to leave town again on Thursday, but go visit my daughter out of state. So we'll see how that goes. At least it's warmer down there than where it is here. That's one good thing anyways. But with that said, back to you, Dave, back to the control. This is NAKPR.
Well, Bob, it sounds like something you don't want to spread. You probably got it from down in Cleveland.
Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night mid-Michigan net? If so, please come now. Call sign and your name. Nothing heard. We're back to the top. 73 round. NADRL. Dave.
Okay, Dave. Well, that's about it for me tonight. I hope everybody has a good week. Incidentally, for Saginaw County, anyway, mosquito control started today. They're in full force. You probably heard the spray planes flying around. So that's a good thing. But out at Harry Brown, some of you guys who have grandkids, you might want to take the kids out there. And they've got usually four or five airplanes going at all times. They land, they get loaded up, and then they take off. It's kind of interesting for the kids to watch. But everybody have a good week. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
Yeah, Dave, we went to a rummage sale Friday, and they were flying over Western Bay County. So, yeah, that's on the move. Next up, KE8-PAZ, 7-3 round.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Ron, I hope you get over your cold very shortly, and everybody else, hope they have a good week. Talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PC2.
You have a good week, mate, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Next up, KC8YVF. Ron, just a question. Do you have anything going on for that World Amateur Radio Day on the 18th? Any open houses?
To answer your question, no. Don't have anything that's going on, at least for the radio club that we have, no. We no longer have a club station, so there's really no place to host it if we did do something. For me, otherwise, today I've been watching kind of the up and down seesaw battle of the Masters Golf Tournament. We're waiting to see if finally McIlroy on the first playoff hole, he wins his green jacket and his Grand Slam. So he's now won all four majors in his career. So this was his last one. It's his 11th try that he's had, and he had to end up going to a playoff because he blew the putt on the last hole in regulation, and he had to do a playoff. So it just finished up here just now. For me, did some work yesterday. We got a couple of our flower gardens out back cleaned up. Today we trimmed up one of the trees out back, got the branches cut up out to the curb. Also had to put in a new fence post out at our patio out back. I had a movable gate is what I had, and the wife wanted to take that down, put in a fence post, so that's what I did today. But then I came in and been basically lounging around watching the golf here today and enjoying it. Coming up, I know Bay County already had their sky worn. Saginaw's is coming up on the 23rd. Let me break. So 23rd of this month out at Thomas Township Fire Station Number 1. It's off in Miller Road, Miller and M46. So that'll come up on the 23rd, 7 p.m. to about 8:30 or so. So if anybody needs sky worn, I'll be sending out an email to our radio club for anybody that needs to redo their Skywarn training or become a new spotter as far as that. So we'll have that coming up as well. Other than that, that's all I've got for this week. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net. One other thing for next week, being Easter, my question here is, do we want to have a net next weekend? I am going to be out at my daughter's house for Easter dinner. I'm not sure it's my turn for net. I'm not sure if I'm going to be back in town by 7 p.m. So just want to gauge. Dave, I'll go back to you, and then you can talk to ERL and and Rick in there too to see if we want to have a net next week. Back to you, Dave. This is KCYVF.
Okay, Ron. We'll go back right now to Dave and Minnie. Do you want to have a net next Sunday?
I should be around, but, you know, up to you guys, but it's okay with me, N80.
I will also be around, so it's up to you guys. I'll be here if you need me. This is KC8BAZ.
Okay, up next, KC8BOA, Rick, and Ron, take care of that cold. What about a net next week, Rick?
I am more inclined to say no, just for the fact it is a religious holiday and to take that break and have that time with family and so forth. To me, that would be probably more important. So as far as other activities for the week, I got a lot of little things going on. I did manage to start some cabbage in the garden, and my peas are up probably about 2 inches right now, and so forth. So the garden is started there, and I've got seedlings up in the basement here too, so that's moving forward. Did manage to put in a Wi-Fi access point upstairs. We're having problems with the Wi-Fi up in the front of the house there, and the neighbors was just killing us. And put the access point up there, that has greatly improved, and pleased with that. And with that, I'm going to say 73. KC8VOA, back to net control.
Rick, have a good week. 73. N8KPR, Bob. Answer question 7-3 round.
Yeah, okay, Dave. I'm not going to be around next weekend, so you guys, you know, figure out, do what you want to do. I won't be back till probably Monday. But yeah, I got a dentist appointment tomorrow morning, and that's not going to be any fun. Had a mishap when I was in Florida, and well, I have a feeling it's going to be bad news, so we'll see. Take it as it comes. I can't do nothing about it. Just he has to do what he has to do. But then try and get some stuff done before I'm on the road again. I know I got my lawnmower belt broke the last time I had the mower out at the end of the year. I think it was in December sometime. End of November, beginning of December, whatever. I think I was going to go over the grass one more time. I got part of the yard, then all of a sudden started making noise. I smelled something burning, and I looked underneath the deck, and the belt had come off. I says, okay, I got other issues, but we'll put it back on and see what happens. Well, it didn't last too much longer, and it broke. So I bought a new belt, and I'm going to have to inspect everything on the deck there, make sure, you know, I'm not sure what happened. I think it was part of it was my fault. I had high leaves, and I think while the deck was still running, I lifted it up. You know, I did it easily. I lifted it up, and then I was setting it back down, lifted it up, set it back down. And that may have been something I shouldn't have been doing with it while I was running. So hopefully that's all it is. Otherwise, it's going to need PC parts, something that's wore out on it. I know I had replaced stuff on it once before, but that was, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. So with that said, everybody have a great night. And who's ever out there tomorrow night, I'll talk to you then. So back to net control. Thanks for doing that, Dave. 73's everybody. NAKPR.
Well, thanks for the info, Bob. And sometimes you just got the speed up a little high on the engine, throw it in gear, and it'll snap some of these belts. They're unreal. Any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come with your name and call sign. Anybody have a copy on that one? Any further comments or rechecks?
KC8YVF.
Go ahead.
Okay, for next week then, I'm going to call it and say that we do not have a formal net for next week. If you guys want to get together, anybody want to get together at 7 o'clock and just have a little round table, whatever, but we will not count it as a formal net for next Sunday. So we'll do that. Everybody take the day off for Easter and enjoy the day, and we'll meet back formally in 2 weeks. So let's see who's on the schedule. Dave, NADRL, you would be up next on 4/27 then. So that will be the next up on the schedule. We will not have a formal one for next week. KC, YVF, back to net.
I think that's a good choice, no doubt. Spend time with the family on that day. Any further check-ins for the Sunday night in Michigan net? Please come now. Nothing heard. I will send you a message, Ron, but we had, including myself, 6 check-ins, and we ran about 25 minutes, and go from there. No further comments or questions. We will turn the repeater back to normal amateur use. Good night, everybody.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Showers. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Rain. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Showers. 52 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.